Computer Talk with Dave Mason. High-tech talk radio will never be the same.
Talking about Tim Cook's speech last week, brief speech at the security summit in Silicon Valley. And there is concern about security and privacy breaches. You know, a sincere and I think an important point that he brings up. The irony that I'm expressing comes from the fact that iCloud was hacked last year. Now, this doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean that my Apple's not taking care of business. It is an incredibly daunting responsibility. But the point is that it is their responsibility. Yeah, and Apple's got this new Apple Pay that's been very successful. Now, he presented it as a more secure alternative to debit cards. And I'm not sure that's the case. You know, I'm experience has taught me to really be skeptical about the implementation that these guys do with data storage. Now, admittedly, much of the problem with security breaches has to do with human beings just making errors. But the problem is, in spite of what it seems like, Apple is run by humans and staffed by humans. And so, you know, it's interesting to know that, or it would be interesting to know what procedures and policies they have in place behind the scenes that you know, may be superior in making iCloud and Apple Pay less insecure. But we don't know. It's not a transparent thing. And one of the reasons it isn't transparent is they don't want the bad guys to know what they're doing to protect stuff. So that makes sense. But I just hope that Tim Cook has taken his own speech to heart, because it is critical. It is really important. He closes his speech by saying the personal impact of these security breaches can be devastating. Indeed. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. And it's one of the reasons I'm just have become so incredibly skeptical. Related story about Google. The EU, and it's one of the few things, although I don't see, my thing is almost government should be involved in very little. So when a government does something correctly, it's, you can almost rest assured it's by accident. I'm still going to give them credit, but I'm not saying that they should be involved. So please don't take my take on this story as a support of EU, because I think the EU is another fraud in terms of government. But they've really put the heat on Google with this new, relatively new concept of the right to be forgotten. And I think it's really a refreshing perspective on things. A couple of, probably 3 or 4 years ago, Eric Schmidt, guy that was the head of Google, talked about how teenagers are going to have, there's going to have to be a process or a legal procedure in place at some point in the future where teenagers, as they reach adulthood and realize that they were incredibly stupid as teenagers online, could change their names, change their identity, to separate themselves from their incredibly stupid history that was endlessly remembered and stored on the internet. And I thought that was an interesting take on things, because I do think it's an issue. Kids daily are putting things up on the internet that they have no clue what it really means, and 10 years later are going to go, oh my God, how do I get this off? And the EU is now putting the heat on Google to provide like a sunset feature for data. After a certain amount of time, it gets deleted. Now, nobody knows really how that would work in detail. What would the time limit be? Would the time limit be variable? Who would control it? Who would police it? Who would make sure that it was actually happening? what would really the responsibilities be for Google to do this, or would it be the user's responsibility? There's all kinds of process details that have to be worked out. The concept is a really new one, so nobody really has thought this stuff out in detail. Certainly the EU hasn't done it, but it's an interesting story and an interesting concept that I do think will gain some momentum, particularly, again, as these kids who put this stuff on the internet over the years are then kind of carrying around this anchor of just bad data, evidence of their stupidity, carrying it around the rest of their lives. In this new idea of, okay, wait a minute, you know, we need to reset this. There needs to be some facility for resetting it. And it's interesting that the EU I think it's important, but for the EU to be tackling this stuff, kind of surprises me, but it's kind of typical of government. You know, instead of dealing with Crimea and Ukraine and Putin,
true,
they're hammering Google.
You know what's weird, though, is, yeah, I wonder why would the EU care about that? What's the driver behind them wanting to have this?
Well, the people being concerned. I think it's a political issue. Look, the EU is just another governmental agency. So anytime they can deal with something that has very little cost, very little effort on their part, but make it seem to the citizens as though they really are concerned about the citizens, they're going to do that. We see it in our own government daily. They don't deal with the hard issues. They don't deal with the fundamental issues. They don't deal with their core responsibilities. They deal with a whole bunch of fluff out here and then do press releases. And that's what's interesting about this is it's a real valid point. It's fluff compared to Putin, but it's important. It is important.
And it's almost like a statute of limitations for your stupidity.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because it really has to do with just removing search results in Europe for searches that include names if the results are inadequate, irrelevant, no longer relevant, or excessive, which is kind of interesting. I mean, it's an interesting phrase, very indefinite, you know. Google has reviewed about 170,000 requests to D-list search results that covered over 580,000 links. This is according to Google's Global Privacy Council, Peter Fleischer. 42% of the requests have been granted, 58% were not. I think instead of Google, yeah, I don't know. This is a tough deal because if, you know, you can't put people in charge of it. I mean, you can't put just like everybody in charge of it because they'd be screwing with everybody else's results, which would create a whole nother problem. If you put Google in charge of it, it puts quite a workload on Google. So, you know, this remains to be seen how this is ultimately going to work out. But it's good that people are years after the fact going, wow, we've created this monster. Now it's a little bit out of control. What are we going to do? But at least they're addressing it. Hooray for the EU.
Well, I never thought
I'd say that.
My first thought when you were talking about people having to change their names to be disassociated with their acts on the, you know, on the web and all the stuff they posted, my first thought was, wow, that's going to screw up genealogy and it's going to make talk about not passing down your name, the surname, getting passed down. All those would be all screwed up because everybody would be changing their names around and
right.
You'd be like, who were you before? That's true. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough with divorce and remarriage
right.
and that stuff.
Right.
But doing it because you did something silly, I mean, that would be
right.
tons of people. I mean, it'd be like, you know, 3/4 of the population.
99% of the population.
The names would be changed.
Yeah. To protect the innocent or not so innocent.
Stupid.
Interesting story, too, from... I don't know. Do you remember Kim.com and Mega Upload and them getting shut down and really a very serious situation with them? They went down to New Zealand and arrested all these guys. The primary programmer that did the whole Mega Upload thing has pled guilty to copyright infringement. Now we're talking about criminal copyright infringement. sentenced to a year and a day in U.S. prison. This is a guy by the name of Andres Nam, a 36-year-old Estonian guy. Pled guilty Friday in U.S. District Court in the Eastern District of Virginia to conspiracy to commit felony copyright infringement. Now, this is a big deal because it makes everyone else in that mega upload organization very vulnerable because they've got one guy that's pled guilty to conspiracy. Well, who did he conspire with? Everybody else in that organization, right? But, you know, that's at least the implication, if not the fact. If you're Kim.com or any of the other folks associated with that, you're in a very vulnerable situation, I think. We come back, we're going to talk about more of that case in detail right after this.
2.2 trillion listeners galaxy-wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.